Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest, along with single Scott Mermaid Angela and, of course, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, who was doubling as a Scuba Radio topside mermaid this week. Doing a fine job, Kelly. You filled up the seashells well.
Of course.
Those D-shells?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. No, but yeah, it's fun, though, isn't it? This whole spectacle, it's about sharing the joy of diving. And first time for you to come to the island of Dominica. You're enjoying yourself, I know.
Oh, yeah, of course. And especially, like, the kids, they love the mermaid. And they were so happy with us. So it was fun. It wasn't hard at all.
Yeah, I think more than the kids enjoy the mermaids, too, though. It seems like everybody across the board, old and young alike, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And not only the guys, but especially the women. They were very nice and polite to us, and they all want a picture. So it was very, very fun.
Yeah, well, like I said, it seems like everybody speaks the universal language of mermaid. Everyone wants to be one. And when you're a scuba diver, I can't think of a better ambassador to the underwater world than a Scuba Radio mermaid. And that's why we brought them to the island, because once again, the focus of Dive Fest here on Dominica is to educate and inform the locals here that live here about the resource they have underwater. And what better way to get them into the water than with a Scuba Radio mermaid, where the kids and everybody's excited about wanting to get their picture with a mermaid. They think it's cool and all that kind of stuff. They start talking about what's under the water. How do you swim around down there? What do you drink? How do you go to the bathroom? All these questions that eventually lead them, well, hey, you have to come underwater and see what we do. And so we kind of use you guys as a conduit to scuba diving, right, Kelly?
Yeah, use and abuse, not.
Yeah, exactly. We've been working them hard here at Dominica, but you know, we play hard.
It wasn't that hard. We were busy, but was more like going around and seeing beautiful place. And going
work hard, play hard. I think that's how it is here, don't you think?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So yeah, we put in the time, do our little mermaid stuff. Kelly has to go through her old ritual with the whole makeup thing and look like Ariel the mermaid and that kind of thing. But then she can kind of let her hair down and go up to a hot pool and relax or hang out under a waterfall. It doesn't get much more relaxing to go from those two extremes, don't you think?
Oh, no, that was my favorite part, actually.
Was the waterfalls?
Waterfalls and the hot springs by the waterfall. So if I get cold, I jump in the hot spring. And if I get hot, I go to the waterfall. So that was awesome. And also, did you mention about the mud mask that they have here?
Yes, they, in one of the hot pools, they actually have, you know, those spa treatment things where you have one of the cement pools, one of the hot pools, are actually a mud bath where you can go and cover yourself with mud and get exfoliated. Have you ever had that done before?
Yes, I do. I have been in spas before. Duh.
Yeah, well, I figured that, but have you ever done the mud treatment? Have you ever done a mud pack or whatever?
Yes, I did in the spa, but not, what was cool here was because it was a natural mud spa. It's like you just
get it's like mud. Real mud.
Real mud. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and you do it in the surrounding of the rainforest up on the mountain, and it's truly a setting you couldn't get in any spot. Even if they were, you know, playing pretty pictures on a video monitor and running that new age music, it just doesn't quite make it to the real deal, don't you think?
No, I agree. It was, like, unbelievable. I think everybody that has opportunity should come here and see how beautiful is Dominica. I had no idea, and I'm very
Wait,
impressed.
You did have a good idea, because I told you on our last trip in the Turks and Caicos that you need to come to Dominica because you will not regret it. And I told you time and time again, and was I overselling it? Was I hyping it? Did I deliver the goods this time or what, Kelly? Come on.
Did you really tell me? Sorry, I don't really pay attention, but...
Yes!
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you told me, but I was like, let's see it. I'll tell you later. And actually, I have to agree something with Greg. He was right.
I was right. Let's make sure we say that again. Greggy was right.
Say it.
Cut.
Come on, Kelly. Bested diver master in the world. I lived up to that title once again, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And you told me I'm going to have a massage this afternoon. So then I will say the phrase that you love it. But until there, you did great. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. You're an all right dive master is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And we'll have to see what's happening. Surely they have massage folks here on the island of Dominica. They got everything else. I know they got some masseuse. Yeah. Around here someplace.
And I'm surprised that this resort that we are right now,
the Sunset Bay Club? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So many there have been going. Yeah, they actually have sauna. I'm about to go to the sauna, so whoever enjoys sauna, they do.
Sauna, by the way, just to translate for Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, sauna is what she's saying, not sauna or whatever.
Thanks, Greg.
so you're getting ready to relax. So hey, if you don't get the massage, you might get the sauna, which is the next best thing.
I will have the massage.
Of course you will. Okay.
So I will go to the sauna now, and after, of course, a massage. Then my day, then we'll be the best diver master in the world.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what about the diving, Kelly? Now, when we're in the Turks and Caicos, we had pretty good diving, but the weather didn't really cooperate with us in the Turks and Caicos, so we didn't get the light for the pictures and the video that we had hoped to get on our week-long adventure there in the Turks and Caicos. It was still a great trip, but here in Dominica, we've had at least two world-class dives that you got to experience firsthand, where the lighting was right, the color was right, the animals were there, and it all came together. What are your impressions of the diving that you've experienced here? Because this is a whole new level for you as a diver, because you're still relatively new when it comes to scuba diving.
Yeah, that's true. And the dive was just unbelievable. I think it was my favorite so far. And I didn't have to worry about sharks, so that was good.
Why is that?
And
because we told you there weren't any, right?
Yeah.
That was just for your own good, though, Kelly.
Me, so.
They have sharks. They have sharks in all oceans. We just told you they didn't,
I know,
so you wouldn't freak out.
We didn't see one, but we saw turtles, whales. A bunch
Wheels?
Of different stuff, yeah, big ones.
Eels.
Eels.
Wheels, eels, it's, you know what she's trying to say.
Yeah, they know me by now.
Yes, but we went to Rita's Hole. What'd you think about Rita's Hole? Because that's the first hole you've actually went into.
Oh, my God.
What? No, it's a dive. It's a like a little swim through a tunnel.
Oh, you talk about the swim through tunnel under the water. Yeah, that was awesome. First, I was a little scared because I could not see the end. But then
what did I do? How did I make you more comfortable? Because I did, didn't I?
You pushed me through.
No, that's right. I pushed you into it. No, that is not true. I went to the entrance.
Of course, it's good that I tell my... It's good that I'm not a good diver because the way people that listen and that just start to dive know how I feel. And I do not like when people that have been doing for 20, 30, 40 years don't have patience. But thank you, God, Greg has been doing for 50 years. And, 60. Not sure.
Thank you, Kelly.
He does have a lot of patience. And this is why I still coming and enjoy his company, because he's calming down and he showed me that it was just a tunnel that I could see the other end and it wasn't a big deal. So that was great. And I think all the dive master instructor has to have this idea that it's not everybody that are doing for a long time. There are beginners divers and there are people that are not that comfortable with the water, and they need extra attention, and I hope the people get treated the same way as a professional diver.
Yeah, well, you know, as a dive instructor, which is what I am, you know, part of the responsibility, I believe, any dive instructor, dive master, or really any diver has that has much experience over other people they're trying to bring in to be their dive buddies, like Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. When I certified Kelly, the whole idea was to kind of cover her progress on Scuba Radio so other people could go and, you know, take this journey with her. And that's what you've been hearing about from her perspective. And some of the things that we do might be a little bit more on the extreme side, especially to Joe, you know, Blow Public, who's never dove with great white sharks or whatever the case may be. Well, just, you know, just average Joe. You hear what I'm saying? And so what happens is that you know, when you take these people down, you really want to kind of show them the ropes. You want to say, man, I wish somebody would have done that for me when I was just learning how to dive and showed me this little critter, that it won't hurt you. You can actually get real close and kind of check it out and look at this arrow crab or go through this swim through who, you know, if Kelly was not with an experienced group like we were, there was no way she would have went through that swim through. Now, it was only like 10 feet. It really wasn't a big, scary thing, but it's not something that someone that doesn't have any experience should go through, especially without someone who does have experience with that kind of stuff. But once you do it and you show them what it's like, it's sharing the joy of diving. Isn't it, Kelly? And that's what it's all about. And that, you know, to see you go through that process and be real hesitant at first and then actually go through the hole and come out the other side and go, wow, I did something. That was pretty cool. It's kind of fun for me to see that. See you experience that. You hear what I'm saying? I get some gratification out of that.
Yeah, I agree. And I have to say that you are the best dive master in the world. And I had a great time, and I'm progressing as a diver with my buoyancy.
Buoyancy. Buoyancy.
My buoyancy, and then my fear of sharks, and then being all over everybody and kicking everybody else, and go through like little holes, I guess.
Yeah, going into holes or something. I'm glad I was able to take you into a hole.
Because when I first started, like, you know, to me everything was fish and just colorful fishes and flowers.
And now I'm like pointing out little things to you to check this out, and then you start to open up and see other things that like you would have just swam right by and not really catch.
That's true.
But with someone with more experience, you kind of know to find this and find that, and then you go, oh, well, yeah, there is more than just a bunch of pretty fish and some colorful reef structures. But it wasn't all good. I had to get in my little twist at the end. So there was a little feather worm, these little Christmas tree things that kind of look like a little flower on the reef. Right, Kelly?
Yes. I call everything flower, but the reef, yeah.
And if you get too close to it, they'll close up real quick. And so I go show Kelly one, and I take my finger, and I just, if you get within about a foot of it, they'll usually closed down real fast, and I showed her that, and she's like, ooh, and then I saw another one, and I said, here, you try. Here, take your finger, just get it close, and she's moving her finger real close.
Trusting him, of course, because
yeah,
I'm so nice.
Yeah, because I've been so nice on this dive, and of course I grab her, and she goes, oh!
Yeah, that's true.
Screams underwater. It was worth the setup, trust me. So I got the last laugh on that one, didn't I, Kelly?
Yeah,
come on.
That's true. I was laughing too, but I'm like, oh, I can't believe I trust him. See, you can never always trust Greggy.
There you go. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social places. Think I'll step on.
First radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Dominico with Single Scott. Mermaid Angela, who's out looking for seahorses right now off the coast of Sunset Bay Club. And then, of course, we got Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. Now, you may be wondering where Jimmy the helper boy is, but what's the deal, Kelly? Jimmy's at home watching your cats and cleaning up kitty litter while you're gone in Dominica. Is that the deal?
Jimmy, miss you. I wish you were here. My luggage was very heavy. So thank you so much for taking care of my house and watch my cat, Tori. So he's being a helper boy again. And hopefully next trip he'll be with me. But I did have fun with Single Scott, so he was very nice too, very polite. And he's the best to spot stuff in under the water. He, like, to me, it was a rock, and then he can see, like, 10 fishes. And he was showing...
Well, Scott was a rock, and then he turned into two fishes?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
You serious?
What'd you say?
Tell him, Scott.
Scott, can you translate?
I think she means I was solid as a rock diver, and I pointed out lots of little things so she could see.
He was hard as a rock.
No, yeah.
Oh, he's solid as a rock.
Yeah, the ladies from the island love Single Scott.
Okay, all right. I thought it had something to do with, they said if you go to the hot pools.
No, it has a fish that look like a rock. I don't know the name.
A rock fish.
Yeah, and then I was looking, to me was a rock, and he's like, that's like point, and I'm like, what is it? So it was a fish, and then finally I realized it was a fish. So this, I mean, he can see a lot of stuff underwater.
That, once again, it goes back to being an experienced diver and sharing the joy with someone who hasn't had that experience yet, right?
Exactly.
And you appreciated that, didn't you?
Yes.
Just like what I did to you.
This is, I say.
That trick I played on you with the Christmas tree worm.
No, Scott was nice, and he did not did a trick with me.
But the trick I did to you, see, now you can do that to someone else.
For sure.
See, now you're part of the club. It's like snipe hunting. You can learn these little things you can do to your buddies. Some are good, some are bad. That's part of being in the clique of scuba divers. You hear what I'm saying, Kelly?
I know, and then I'm going to get a trick on you next.
Never. You can't do anything to me. I'm all good. I'm untrickable. You can't pull one over on me. You've learned that over the years. Everyone knows that.
I don't.
Come on, Kelly. Don't make up things now. Now, Dominica, you like the diving. They have whales here year-round. Now, we haven't been able to get out on a whale trip. We've had so much stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm a little sad because I always want to see a whale.
But see, there's so much to do here in Dominica. You can't do it in one trip, Kelly. Come on.
You can do it if you have more days. You can do one trip, but a couple more days. Like for the Boiling Lake, you have to have an extra day. And I think for the way you watch, also extra day. So next time, just plan instead of be here 5 days, maybe seven.
Yeah, you know, Dominica literally does have whales year-round. Sperm whales. And Kelly definitely wanted to see the sperm whales, but we couldn't fit it into the schedule because you gotta run about 4 or 5 miles offshore to the spot where they tend to congregate, and so it takes a little bit of time. And we've been on a pretty tight schedule here with Dive Fest. And then the other thing is this Boiling Lake, which is a big tourist spot. I guess you could call it a big tourist spot. It's not very accessible because it's a 3.5 hour hike up the mountain to about 4,300 feet. To a giant lake at the top of a volcano that is boiling. And evidently, you can put an egg in it, and it'll cook the egg in the water in like a few minutes. So it definitely would be a cool trip to do. But you got 3.5 hours up, 3.5 hours down. You got 7 hours right there. You got a couple hours up at the lake. Obviously, it's a whole day excursion. There's no diving involved. So we said we better mark that one off as a trip for next time. Okay, Kelly? You okay with that?
You promise?
Yes, of course. I always deliver the goods, don't I?
Most of the time.
Come on, Kelly. But the thing is, you leave.
Dolphins so far. I didn't see dolphins. Now whale and Boiling Lake and a massage. So you have 4 things. Let's start checking this.
Yeah, the trick to good island marketing is always leave them wanting more. And that's what they've done here in Dominica. And see, Single Scots come over and started massaging Kelly. So we've knocked one off the list. All right, more coming up from the island of Dominica next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. And welcome back to Dominica on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Dominica Dive Fest. That's what we're doing here this week. Now, Simon Walsh is the president of the Dominican Water Sports Association. And, Simon, you've done a great job. We've been really enjoying ourselves here on the island. Now we got to get a little plug in for your operation here, because obviously not only are you head of state as far as the Water Sports Association here on Dominica and a huge marketing force for the island and for everybody when it comes to diving, and that's what Dive Fest is all about. But let's talk a little bit about your specific operation, too. Nature Island Divers, which is on which end of the island?
Yeah, Nature Island Divers, Greg, is in the far south of the island, sort of smack, the location's right in the middle of the Sufria Scott's Head Marine Reserve. So we're well situated right in front of some really nice diving. And as you know, yesterday I was trying to take you out to Scott's Head Pinnacle, one of my favorite dive sites, and instead we went out to Dangle Bends with Al Dive, and that was a great dive as well. But I wish I had Nature Island Diver got the opportunity to take you guys out, but it leaves you leaving just a little bit, wanting a little bit more. So you got something to come back for next time.
Absolutely. You always want to leave them wanting more, and they've done a fine job of giving us a little taste here while we're here for Dive Fest and more things to encounter on our next adventure to the island. Now, Nature Island Divers, so it's right there next to Scott's Head. That's the name of the town, or that little rock off the that jets off the coast there, or what?
Yeah, well, that rock you could see from the dive site yesterday is Scott's Head, but the dive shop's located in Sufria, which is a big bay. Scott's Head on one side of the bay and Sufria Village on the other side. So two sort of villages on either side of the beautiful bay there.
Yeah, now, we've talked to Izzy last week on the show about Images Dominica. You work with them on that, and you do a lot of topside and below water photography. So your office is not a bad place to be if you're in that kind of business, isn't it, Simon?
Well, I don't know, Greg. We don't seem to get a lot of sympathy. One day we're shooting the mermaids in beautiful pools, and a couple of weeks ago we were in St. Vincent shooting some models on the beach down there, and it's hard work out in that hot sun, but we don't get any sympathy.
You make the crosses we bear, hosting radio shows and taking beautiful images in paradise. But hey, somebody's got to do it, right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the ninth return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
And yes, we are sharing the joy of diving here on Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. We've moved back over to the Fort Young Hotel to kind of, I don't know, start the to share the joy of mermaiding. You know, of course, we have Mermaid Angela here. We have Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, filling in as a Scuba Radio mermaid this week. And Nancy from Jewelers International, who made the Scuba Radio mermaid, I don't know, transit over to Dominica possible for sponsoring the Scuba Radio mermaids, is with us right now because we've just got out of the Fort Young Hotel pool, and we put Nancy in a Scuba Radio mermaid tail. How was it for you, Nancy? You were styling, as far as I could see.
I had great direction from two mermaids, but it was incredible, just absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, what I was talking to Kelly about, sharing the joy of diving, being a dive instructor, she's a new diver, and pointing things out. Now she has taken her mermaid experience and helped you become a Scuba Radio mermaid. Do you feel like you're passing the torch there, Kelly, or what?
Yes, after 6 days, I think I can do them. So it's a little hard. It looks easy, but it's hard. So I was telling her how to do, how to pose, what is the best pose to do. And she did great. Awesome. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and she was in the pool at the Fort Young Hotel with the waterfall, the whole thing, styling, posing for pictures with Simon, the whole thing. It was quite impressive. I think it's official. Nancy, you are officially... You are a Scuba Radio mermaid from here on out, the first one in Dominica. How do you feel?
Yay! I feel like a mermaid. I need to go out and scuba dive now.
Yes. Well, now your goal is to share and pass it on, right? You can turn more people on to mermaiding and diving here in Dominica, which you've already been doing, I'm guessing, right?
Well, it's really easy with the equipment you guys have, but it's hard work. That uniform,
the monofin flipper we have.
And the monofin, that's an incredible piece of equipment, and I enjoyed it.
Yes, well, you did very good, and you got a few pictures. Hopefully we can get one or two up on the Scuba Radio website as too. You wouldn't be opposed to that, would you?
Nah, no problem.
All right, excellent. And Jewelers International, Victoria Equinox, you guys put on a nice little shindig the other night. We had the mermaids on display. I think it went over pretty well. What do you think?
I think it was great. The Scuba Radio mermaids are a sensation here in Dominica. They were a sensation on the store, and they're beautiful. They're just wonderful girls, and I think they represent you really well. And I think they perfectly fit Dominica.
I agree. What, are you saying you want to keep them? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think they're going to like hanging out here.
I think.
See you later, Greggy.
Angela, you agree?
I'm totally okay with that.
Okay, so I guess if you're listening right now, we're hiring because we've had our mermaid stolen again. But hey, Dominica ain't a bad place to hang out for sure. But
listen, Greg, I have a very special surprise. I wanted to thank both Kelly and Angela very much for their mermaiding ability. So here on behalf of Jewelers, please accept a small token of our appreciation.
Thank you so much.
Girls are really beautiful, and thank you so much for all your help helping me to be a mermaid.
Look at that. Oh, she got a pearl necklace.
Love
Kelly,
you
said you wanted one of those at one time.
I told you. I didn't know what it was, but now I find
out. What do you mean? You know what a pearl necklace is. You got one too, Angela, right?
Oh, I love the pearl necklace.
Ain't a bad little perk here to get from Jewelers International in Dominica.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hey guys, this is Weiland, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Dominica. The ladies are happy. Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela just got their pearls. They came to Dominica and got a pearl necklace. Only possible because of their contacts with Scuba Radio and Jewelers International. And I think they're very happy. Are you happy, Angela?
Greg, I owe it all to you. My first pearl necklace I get here in Dominica. I can't say enough. Thank you.
They did a good job. Kelly, what do you think?
Yes, I love it. It's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're thanking me?
No, I thank you, Nancy.
Oh, okay. You're thanking Jewelers International. Well, yeah, they were the ones who hooked her up.
You didn't give me nothing.
Except a pain in the neck or pain in the butt or what?
In the ears right now.
Yeah, her ears are clogged up from the diving a little bit. But that'll all clear up overnight. You'll be fine. Now, hey, look, we've been mentioning this guy over the last couple shows. And we're finally going to have an opportunity to talk to him. His name is Woody. He actually does exist. And he has been our chaperone, bodyguard, I don't know, maybe kind of keeping an eye on us to make sure we don't get into trouble here on the island of Dominica. And he does exist. He's with us right now. Woody, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, excellent. And I'd like to say hello to all the Scuba Radio fans out there.
There's a few of them. Mom, dad, sister, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, you know, it's cool that we've had Woody here to basically hold our hand here on the island. And he did this last time I was here, and lo and behold, they set it up so he could bring me, as well as the Scuba Radio Mermaids and Single Scott, to Dominica. And so was this kind of like a chaperoning kind of thing, or was it like, okay, they're coming back to town, we have to have Woody watch them because we know they're going to get into trouble, or what, Woody?
Well, I guess the DWA, Dominica Water Sports Association, decided to tag me up with you guys. So it's been excellent. And I do kind of feel like a chaperone, but yet also tour guide, entertainer, you know. Yeah.
And he's done that on many levels. He's taken us to the dive sites every day. He's taken us to the hot pools. He's taken us to the waterfalls. And there's more that we can't talk about, I guess. Is that the? But let's say Woody is responsible for giving us the real Dominican flavor that we were looking for on this little adventure. Fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just too bad you guys couldn't stay around any longer. I would have, you know, showed you guys a lot more interesting spots on the island.
Well, there's always tonight.
Yeah, I figure.
we're actually having a cocktail right now, if you haven't figured that out already. And getting ready to hit it out or blow it out for one last night in Dominica. But you do this for everybody. So if you want to come to Dominica and look up Woody, like that you heard on Scuba Radio, you can actually take a grouper, and you specialize in taking small dive groups around the island, showing the ropes, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much. And also a lot of my clients come from cruise boats, too. You know, and basically, I mean, mainly I do the land tours. So, and I have a business called Off the Beaten Trail, and basically, I cater to small, you know, groups of people who just want to do something different that no one else is doing on the island.
Yeah, and he takes them around on his Land Rover, which can seat several people because you have this open area in the back where you can...
Well, actually six.
Six. So you can put six people in this Land Rover and travel throughout the island up these trails that are actually roads, but they look more like trails. You hear what I'm saying, Woody?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a lot of my tours also include some off-roading as well, and I do have the ability in the Jeep to access areas that buses or cars can't go. And it's really, it's been a success for me.
Yeah, well, I can see why. It's a cool little vehicle you got there, and you do need that capability if you want to see some of these remote places with the springs, the hot pools, the waterfalls, and that kind of thing, because... You know, these roads are literally paths. And, you know, that's why I was saying earlier, you know, coming to Dominica, especially for the first time, I'm not so sure this is the place you want to come. Go to the airport, get off the plane, and rent a car. I don't think that's really be for the hardcore traveler, because I think you kind of need to see your way around or have someone like yourself show the island to you before you get out there and put yourself into a situation where, like, uh-oh, these roads aren't big enough for two cars, and there's two cars coming this way. This is scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much, I mean, it's really up to the individual person, but pretty much it's always nice to hook up with the local tour guide or taxi operator who can actually take you to areas that, you know, I guess you feel a lot safer.
Yeah, you feel safe. It's like getting an orientation dive at a new dive site, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a must, even for the land-based stuff here in Dominica. But that's the cool thing about Woody. You come and you hook up with a guy like him, and he really knows the ins and outs. Everybody knows him, from the people at the lab in his home village to everybody driving down the street, like, not Simon, but
Sherman.
Yeah, right. Sherman. And all these people that we meet, you know, we're driving down the street with Woody and his Land Rover, and they're like, "Hey, Woody, you know," and it's just like, you know,
yeah,
everyone.
And plus, also, I have to say that my Jeep is the only one of its kind of the island, so everyone knows me because of my Jeep as well.
Yeah,
and
so
also another reason too is because, I mean, you know, I swam the Olympic Games. I swam for Dominica at the Olympics, so you know.
How long ago was that?
That was 96 Atlanta. I was Dominica's first Olympian.
And what was your special stroke? I'm guessing breast.
No, actually, backstroke and freestyle are my favorite strokes.
Hey, but you don't specialize?
Don't like breaststroke.
I bet you do. What do you think, Angela?
It's delightful. I'm sure he does it nice.
Kelly?
I think I want to let everybody know that he's hot.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Fair enough. Scott? No, he better not say nothing. Yeah, but, you know, it is a cool place to come to, and you have someone like Woody to, you know, if Scott were to bring one of his honeys, you know, single Scott, singlescott.com, who knows, you go there, and maybe he'll bring you to Dominica next time, and then you guys will get in the Land Rover with Woody, and you'll show him a nice little romantic place to go up, whether it's the hot pools or the springs, the waterfalls, the works, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, and I must admit that someone on my standard tour, actually, I do serve champagne and wine. So anybody wants to do anything romantic, just call me up, Woody.
Yeah, well, there you go. It kind of all ties together, his name and what he offers. You hear what I'm saying? Do you, Woody?
That's optional.
That's part of the marketing package. I'm trying to help him with that and kind of connect the dots. But, hey, you know, I think it's working out quite well on his own. But, by the way, what's the website that they can go to find you, Woody?
Yeah, I have a website on Shutterfly. It's actually woodydominica.shutterfly.com. And I also have a link on Facebook, the Woody Dominica. So, yeah, man.
Look him up and go diving and Land Roving in Dominica with Woody. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry.
Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Just keep it closed and mark it rest in peace.
Not as long as naval scientists are trying to prove that porpoises have brain structures rivaling man's. Tests every day are proving these sea creatures are so intelligent and possess such amazing faculties that they seem almost human. Even superhuman.
Lady Dolphin and her dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. Remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day I'm dead, cause I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
Ah, yes. You know, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, sometimes I wonder, I need her like a hole in the head, but she's worth it. She's worth every, every time she gives me crap. On the commercial break. What, Kelly?
If I don't see your face never again, do you think I care?
It's those kind of comments.
Really?
That make me want to bring her back to Dominica again and again and again. But hey, whatever, you take it. Now look, we've had an awesome time in Dominica. Is that fair to say, Angela?
That's perfect. We had an amazing, magnificent, wonderful time.
Single Scott, what do you think?
She covered all the adjectives. It's been great.
And one more time, Kelly, what do you think of Dominique? Put me aside. Put the fact that you had to deal with my BS for, a week here aside. Have you had a good time here in Dominica?
What's awesome, I see very big woods.
Yes, woods. They got a lot of woods. It's the rainforest, actually, I think is the technical term. There, Kelly, but leave it, that whole translation thing lost in the Brazilian accent sometimes gets lost in translation. But, the bottom line is we have had a phenomenal time in Dominica, and hopefully we've given you a little glimpse of what it's like on the Nature Island. And I really encourage you to take the effort, to make the time to get to this little piece of paradise in the Caribbean. You will not be sorry. We got to thank Simon from the Dominica Water Sports Association and the Dominica Water, all the dive operators from Dive Dominica, which we didn't get to actually dive with this time. I dived with them a couple years ago. Derek and the gang over at Dive Dominica do a phenomenal job. Of course, the people here at the Anchorage Hotel and the Fort Young Hotel. What, Scott?
All Dive.
And Billy, who owns Al Dive, is also Woody's brother.
Of course. There you go. Got to get a little family plug in there. Now, we got a little drink. What are we calling this? The Pearl Necklace? The Dominican Pearl Necklace? We're going to finish this off with a little toast to diving in Dominica. You need to come here. Go to the Dominica Water Sports Association website, and you can experience this fun for yourself. This just proves that it's always better. Where, Kelly?
Down where it's wetter.
Yes. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
wiping me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.